Historic Overtown is home to the newest co-working space in Miami, which a new study shows boasts the most shared office spaces in the country. WLRN intern Leslie Ovalle takes us inside. We're just ordinary people.
We don't know which way to go. John Legend's song, Ordinary People, a French pug and chocolate chip cupcakes welcome visitors at Tribe Co-Work and Urban Innovation Lab. It was started by Felicia Hatcher and her husband, who are also the co-founders of Black Tech Week. Like many other professionals, they were pushed into the gig economy during the economic downturn in 2008. They started Code Fever, a coding boot camp. It is now one of the businesses based out of Tribe.
And when we talk about trying to attract like Amazons of the world and these big technology corporations, you can't overlook these communities, right? There's genius in these communities.
Izegbe Onyango works with the anti-poverty organization Catalyst Miami. She was at Tribe recently.
It's almost like they said, pick your space and do you. And even the music, I was like, hey, wait a minute, I think that's a Black Panther soundtrack. So everything, this area, this space feels like my culture, which is where I'm most productive.
The space hosts monthly coding training for youth, tech classes for the elderly, and other events. I'm Leslie Ovalle in Miami.
For more information on the Tribe, visit WLRN.org. One of South Florida's high-end hotels is donating its two large generators to Puerto Rico. The breakers in Palm Beach will donate the generators to ensure reliable running water is pumped to the steep hillside communities in Juana Díaz. Last week, a blackout caused power outages for much of the island that's still struggling to rebuild after Hurricane Maria. The Palm Beach Post reports it cost between $15,000 and $20,000 to ship the generators. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.